for someone like me, my mom always tells me, you have to make do with what you have.
Yeah.
I know you want, you know, you want to get, you know, far. There's some things you wish you had, but you have to learn to make do with what you have.
Yeah.
And every time she, you know, gets to tell me, give me like a small lecture and remind me how there's so many people who would give an arm and a leg to be where you are right now,
yeah,
to have the creative mind that God has given you.
Yeah.
You need to put that to you.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this fine podcast, the podcast that is focused on your self-development and growth. My name is Kevin Mana, and I'm so excited to bring you yet another episode that I hope and pray for sure will change your life or just enhance it. Allow me to thank you for being such an amazing audience. Yes, you. Allow me to thank you for always coming back and listening to the episode and leaving your reviews and just, you know, subscribing to the podcast. It does a great deal for me. So we have been doing guest series. You know, we came from the book reviews. So now we're doing the guest segment series. And today is one of those episodes. And I have an amazing guest with me. So my guest, she was a former schoolmate of mine. And aside from that, she is a certified photographer and a creative in so many ways. Janice Mwangi. It's still Mwangi, yeah?
Yep.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm good.
Uh-huh. Man, mm-hmm. it's been a while. Like what, 2 years?
It's been a minute. Yeah, about maybe even
three. Whoa.
Almost 3 years. Yeah. If you count like this year.
Yeah, you see, this is the reason why I have the podcast. Like, I always use it as an excuse to just catch up with people. So,
right.
Yeah. Exactly. So I feel like this is also something good for me. Anyway, photography, mm-hmm. Right?
Yes.
So, you know, back in high school, I honestly wouldn't have thought that you would be the prodigy behind the lens, you know. As a matter of fact, honestly, if asked, I would have maybe guessed you'd be the, you know, the glam girl. Yeah. Which is not the case, like, from your content. So I'm curious, let's just start it off from there. You know, like, where did your love for photography start, and when, and how did you even know that this is something that you're really keen to?
Right. First of all, thank you so much for having me on here.
Yep.
And I think to begin with, I would say most people actually thought would rather I think most people would think the same way as you, that
right.
I would be more of a, you know, glam girl.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I think just to take it back a bit, I think this began for me around when I was, you know, a preteen, maybe a bit younger than that,
right.
Between around the ages of maybe 12, 13, 14, I think that's when I really, you know, realized that I actually might like photography.
Right.
I remember during this time of my life, I would be so keen to, you know, take my mom's phone and take photos of random things. You know, when you're a kid, you don't understand anything. So you just want to take, you know, photos for fun.
Yeah.
But for me, it was a pressing issue if my mom wouldn't give me her phone, or my dad, or, you know, I would ask, please, can I have your phone and take photos? She'd be like, she would just think, you know, I'm playing around. She wouldn't think I'm serious.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if I can recall a moment in time where I was sure that this is what I want to do, is there was a time we had traveled to some place in Nandi Hills,
mm-hmm.
And you know, in Shags there's like spider webs everywhere. So I remember I went to a windowsill and I looked at it and I saw a small like spider web.
Yeah.
And so I took some water and splashed on the spider web. And you know the way, if you splash water on a spider web, there's that 3D effect.
Yeah.
And I just looked at it and I was like, no, I have to take a photo of this.
Okay.
So when I went and got my mom's phone and took a photo and edited it kidogo, that's when I was like, you know what? I am a photographer, you know?
Yeah.
I don't care what anyone says, but this is what I want to do. And I would beg her for a camera and beg her. But she just thought, I think she just thought I just need, you know, something digital so that I can feel, you know, like, piamin mefika.
Yeah.
So she didn't take it as seriously. But at some point, I think maybe in my now early teens is when she realized also that, you know, this could be something serious for this girl. That's, yeah, when it started for me. And even through high school, I knew I wanted to be a photographer. I used to say, Ibayo tunasoma, I tell you. So yeah, even in high school, it's just that I wasn't very vocal. They always say, ukiongelela sana, you will jinx it. So yeah. I just, you know, decided to keep it on the low and see where, you know, life takes me. But I've always known that's what I want to do. So yeah.
That's interesting. Yo, like, that's deep. Like, that comes from far. So, so this is just a question that came to my head. Do you like, you know, you talked about you taking random photos and everything. Do you like take, like these days, do you like take bad photos? You know, when I'm saying bad photos, I mean like random thoughtless photos where you just take photos from anywhere and just, like, for me, I'm a guy, but I have like 30 selfies on my phone.
Yeah.
Do you like that?
Yeah.
So.
I definitely have times when I just take, you know, my phone camera or even the actual camera, and I just take random photos because I just felt like, you know, the urge, or I saw something nice and I'm like, I'm not sure if it will turn out great, but I just take like many and then hope for the best. So I definitely have that.
All right, that's interesting. So, you know, there's always, you know, looking at your content, there's always some emotion attached to every piece that you create. You know,
right?
So, like, from an audience point of view, like, there's always this emotion or emotions being exuded from your content, and I'm curious to know whether that's intentional. But, you know, tell me about how, you know, you gain inspiration before you take a shot, because I've had photographers who say, you know, mina nanga tu kwa site naangalia Kenya naangalia, pull out my camera and boom. Others are like me, before I take a shot, I have to have the blueprint in my mind. Yeah, so tell me how you gain that inspiration, and also how would you define your style of photography? Because, like I said, as an audience, I think I'm getting to a point where if I look at your work, I can distinctively tell, like, yo, this is Janice's work. Like, there's that feeling attached to it. So how do you make sure you create that distinction as a photographer?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a good question. I think for me, let me just begin with my inspiration, because I think you asked me what my inspiration is.
Yes.
And I think there's no saying that I have one inspiration or one place where I draw inspiration from. But I think the core, you know, the core of where my inspiration comes from is when I look at people out there, like people in history, even people who are, you know, there now, people who started with nothing and became some. People who started with so little.
Yeah.
If you look at, you know, people who, let's say someone like, who now, like Steve Jobs, who, you know, started Apple in his garage with his friend or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And people like Richard Branson, who started with literally nothing.
Yeah.
And they inspire me so much, because especially for someone like me, my mom always tells me, you have to make do with what you have.
Yeah.
I know you want, you know, you want to get, you know, far. There are some things you wish you had. You wish you could, you know, have access to certain resources, you know, certain models, maybe for your shoots, or certain props that you can't get at the moment. But you have to learn to make do with what you have.
Yeah.
And every time she, you know, gets to tell me, give me like a small lecture and remind me how there's so many people who would give an arm and a leg to be where you are right now, to have, you know, what you have access to have the creative mind that God has given you.
Yeah.
You need to put that to use. So I think a lot of my inspiration comes from basically looking at people who are really doing the most with the little that they have. And, you know, me, I could be sitting on so much that, you know, I can be using. So it helps me, you know, pick myself up and think, okay, so what can I do with what I have right now? What can I, you know, improvise, you know, to make do with, you know, what's available to me at the moment?
Yeah.
So I think a lot of inspiration is drawn from such people, and also from my family, you know, my mom, my dad. These people push me more than I sometimes push myself. They see in me what sometimes I don't see in myself. Sometimes my mom sits me down and tells me, you literally don't know what kind of potential you have. You know, sometimes it's easier for the ones around you to see what you can do more than yourself. So I really appreciate the fact that I have such a strong support system,
yeah,
and people who can pick me up when, you know, I'm lazing around and sitting down and saying, oh, you know, I don't have this, I don't have that, I can't shoot like this, I can't shoot like that. They tell me, pick it up and make it work with what you have. So I think my main inspiration is, you know, my family, my closest friends,
yeah,
you know, people who cheer me on in everything I do. So that's majorly where my inspiration comes from.
Mm-hmm.
And I think as for the emotion,
yeah,
comes out in my shoots.
Uh-huh.
I think that I feel like it's because of how I like to have a subject that,
right,
rather I like to allow my models to be themselves, rather whoever I'm shooting, to just, you know, be in the moment. If they feel, you know, like laughing, laugh. If
all
you
right,
feel like you want to move your body a certain way, move it that way.
Yeah.
And it's just about me being able to converse with the person,
mm-hmm,
and allow them to feel comfortable. Because anyone who feels comfortable will give you a good shoot.
Yeah.
Will give you, you know,
that
a
genuine,
good,
yeah,
outcome. Yeah, yeah, exactly. So I think majorly I try to make that person feel as comfortable as possible. I won't even try and pause them too much. I won't be like, left, to the left, to the left, to the left.
Yeah.
No, stop right there. You know, I won't,
yeah,
that way
oh,
you get a stiff kind of, yeah,
okay,
exactly. So yeah, I'll allow them to be free and just express themselves. And, you know, let's talk, let's chat, let's laugh.
Yeah.
And I think that's actually a major thing that I learned in, you know, photography school, where you're told just allow your model to be free, allow them to, you know, give themselves, give you who they really are, and that's how you get a good shot. So
amazing.
Yep.
Wow. You know, like, and I'm not just saying this because I'm talking to you. I think genuinely,
right,
your parents are right. Like, your work is so dope. Sometimes I'm almost like, how much pressure do your models have? Like, I'm imagining you'd be like, no. Guy, you just smile, Livy. Watch again, the crooked kiasi. Like, you know? But,
thank you.
Yeah. So, you know, you mentioned something, about, you know, the way you used to, you know, take photos, you know, taking a lot of photos, that is.
Right,
and I'm
right,
thinking, as a photographer, obviously your page is like full of quality stuff. So, do you sometimes find yourself overthinking on what to post? Like,
because
I'm imagining I'm a normal person, but me, you know, take like a selfie, I'm like, nah, man.
Yeah.
You know, like, for you, how is that pressure,
yeah,
and how do you deal with that pressure? I'm curious.
Right. Okay. You've hit the nail on the head, because
okay,
I overthink all the time.
Yeah.
All the time. I always tend to be like, nope, this photo won't cut it.
Yeah.
This whole shoot is a mess. I'm not going to shoot.
Whoa.
I'm taking my camera and putting it away. I tend to overthink so much,
yeah,
so much.
Uh-huh.
And I think people around me sometimes tell me I'm somehow a perfectionist.
Uh-huh.
So I tend to want something to look a certain way so much,
yeah,
that, you know, I'll put more pressure on myself.
Yeah.
Than it, let alone the models, myself, the pressure I put on myself,
yeah,
just keeps me tense, and I'm not even able to see that what I'm creating is already beautiful,
yeah,
is already speaking something in itself. There's no need for me to put in too much and, you know, feel so much stress.
Yeah.
So I tend to overthink a lot, but the way I overcome it is just by reminding myself how photography is an art, and art is... literally, the imperfections in art is,
yeah,
where the beauty lies.
True.
You know, so
true. Yeah.
Where I might think, oh my gosh, you know, like this photo is not, you know, well composed, and it may bring out something for someone else, and they'll be like, this is beautiful. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah.
So I think I have to. It's something I've had to work on in my mind, and just tell myself, don't overthink it.
Mm-hmm.
It's art. It's meant to be like that. Mistakes are meant to happen.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be free and natural. And as it comes, should be how you put it out there.
Yeah.
So don't try and change it so much and structure it so much that you lose the beauty of, you know, the imperfections. So
yeah.
I think that's how I worked on it.
I hear you. And you know, for me as well, as like from a creative point of view, I don't do photography, but when I'm creating maybe videos or even audios, sometimes, and I think it's bad. Sometimes I like put it away for like a day or two and then revisit. Because when you're in the moment of creating, sometimes your mind just, I don't know. And then you look at it later on, you're like, yo, this was dope. Why did I delete this?
Yeah. That's so true.
Exactly. So anyway, I was reading online, you know, how much photographers, you know, especially in the Western countries, and specifically, okay, I was reading about Vogue magazine photographers, and I was looking at how, and I was comparing there and here, you know, how those guys earn and how ours here do. And honestly, going deeper, I feel like our photography industry, if we can call it an industry, is underrated or devalued. I mean, think about it. Naweza enda tu hapa town niambie mtu check hii 200 bob. Nataka photo shoot ya the whole day. You get?
So true.
So think, and someone might argue, you know, walianza mapema. I mean, they had, you know, like that leverage because of time and everything.
Right.
But for you as a photographer who is in it, what do you think, if anything, what do you think we are doing wrong, or why the gap?
Right. Okay. This is actually a matter of contention. It's a big issue among especially the photographers and, you know, creatives in general. So I think what I would say is what I've realized, especially in Kenya, I'll speak for Kenya, even though this is an issue in third world countries in general, but I'll speak for my country because this is where I am. I feel like creative careers are not really taken seriously, in the sense that if you didn't study something white collar job related, if I can say, if I can generalize it like that, then you're kind of deemed as someone who is not smart or ulikuwa danda in school, or you can't, you know, focus on something and do it. Like you're just taken as less, kind of like as lesser than, you know, the ones who, you know, opt for medicine and law and, you know, other, you know, white collar jobs. So I feel like already that is a mentality that is in us from time, like from enzi za zamani. People always, you know, see artistic people and careers in the arts as, you know, not as serious.
Yes.
So, and you know, this is a big problem, because if you look at someone who's doing photography as their main career, this is their career. You know, a career is what you do to put food on the table.
Yes.
To pay your bills, your rent, you know, get your necessities. Some people have families. And you have to provide for your children and take them to school and provide them with, you know, their basic needs. And that seriousness that that would be taken, that another career would be taken with, is not, you know, taken. Rather, the seriousness is not put the same way into careers like photography. And that's actually detrimental to people who, you know, are looking to pursue photography as their main career, you know? And it kind of even ties in with the fact that so many, the market, the photography market in this day is so saturated. And there are so many people who, you just get a camera and a few skills and you say you're a photographer now. Exactly. And so people are unable to take it seriously in the sense that there are some people who have actually gone to school, studied for this, put in a lot of money, a lot of time, dedication, energy into acquiring the skills and the knowledge for, you know, doing this as their career. And they've put in money into getting, you know, their things like, you know, the softwares for editing, things like the hard drives and hard disks for storage of your photos, for things like the cameras, the stands, the lights. This is, for some people, it's a real career. And the ones who just come in with their two cameras and say, oh, I'm a photographer now, it kind of gives people a sense of this is not a serious career, you know. Anyone can do photography. Kuchukua tu camera and you take a photo. Who can't do that? I can't do that with my phone. So I think the main issue stems from how unserious some people are when they, you know, join photography or they decide they want to start photography, and the fact that as a country, as a third world country, our mentalities are so stuck on that thing for, you know, it's not a serious career, it's a side hustle, it's a hobby. You know, they don't, people don't imagine that this is actually someone, you know, someone's career, someone's path that they want to take. So I think it's a, mainly it's a mentality issue that we have to work on if we are to advance in any way. So, and I think to add on to that, in first world countries, the white collar jobs and the arts jobs are kind of, you know, people still take them with the same seriousness. Yeah. Whether you're doing photography and, you know, your sister's doing medicine, you're both, you know, professionals in your careers, and in even your fields, and you're doing well. It's, there's the same seriousness. Whereas over here, if you have a sister who's a doctor and you're doing photography, you know, you're deemed as a child who, the disappointment, the one when you amechagua tu, you know, kuchezea maisha. So I think it's really not a good thing, but it doesn't stem from one person. It's just a whole mindset, you know, in the whole country. So,
And I mean, and you said something interesting. I think even like in first world countries, the two work simultaneously. Like whether you're doing a white collar job, you need the arts guys to maybe do the branding, marketing.
Exactly.
And the seriousness that you're talking about is taking so many. But you mentioned something very true. Like there's this, you know, the mentality thing. I love that. And the way you put it, like generally creatives, the creative industry in general, we have that ka idea or ka thinking, yo, hii kitu haitakupeleka mahali. But you see, now let me put this question to you. You know, for you, and also I believe me to some extent, I think we are blessed to have parents around us who understand and support, right? And you know, I'm thinking many people, I was gonna ask you why many people who maybe want to join the creative industry or the photography industry don't commit to it, but I'm realizing it's this mentality thing. So, you know, as someone who doesn't have creative parents, how can they, in your opinion, how can they maybe prove, because you see, we are trying to break that mentality. So how can we try, as someone who's a creative and I don't have a parent who's supportive or people around me who are supportive, how can I try and just break or change that mentality that they have?
Okay, that's actually a good question. I think first to begin with the question that you had asked earlier about why people who want to take the career path of photography or in the arts in general, they tend to shy away from it as a full-time thing. But, you know, choose to do it as, you know, like a side hustle, or even if they're doing it, you know, seriously, they choose to have something else on the side. And I think I've answered, you know, a bit of it by saying how, you know, the market is just so full of, you know, all kinds of people, and serious people who have studied and the ones who haven't. That's a main issue, because people tend to not take the whole thing as, you know, seriously in general, just because of the few black sheep, if I can say that, like a few bad eggs, and people generalize and say, ah, what to a photographer, anyone can do it. As I mean, if you a camera, I can just take, you know, photos. So other than that, I think people, because of that that mentality and that unseriousness that we are taken with sometimes, not all the times, I hate to generalize, but just to get my point through, I'll just generalize for now. I think people tend to, if you have like a friend who's doing photography or a family member who's in the arts in general, you're more likely to tell them to do it for you for free, or to slash the price for give you a discount, and then feel bad if they refuse to do so, or feel like, kwani unajisikia aje? You think you're so high and mighty, anyone can take photos, and now you don't want to, you know, slap the price for me. And it's such a terrible thing. I cannot explain, because this is someone's career, like I said before. I cannot press this enough, that this is what someone is using to put food on their table. It's just because it's photography doesn't mean, because it's not serious for you, it's not serious for me, you know? For some people, this is, like I said, they've invested time, invested money, invested so much of themselves into gaining the skills, into gaining, you know, learning how to explore their creativity.
Yeah.
And then, you know, people come and they demean it and just say, you know, anyone can take photos, you mm-hmm, know.
Mm-hmm.
So I think mainly if I can just give like a tip or like a piece of advice to, mm-hmm. you know, to you, mm-hmm. actually, yeah. because uh-huh. you're the one listening to me, is if you have someone in your life who is a creative, who is, let's say, photography for now, yeah. who is a photographer,
yeah.
don't pay the full price, okay? Don't start telling them to slash for you the price.
Yeah.
If you really care about that person, you will pay the full price,
mm-hmm.
and you'll show them that their career and what they're doing matters the same way any other career matters. So that's just a point to note.
Yeah.
You know, for everyone, I wish everyone could just, you know, take that into consideration
yeah.
and pay them what they're asking for.
Mm-hmm.
Because most people like to say things like, let me pay you 1,000 bob,
yeah.
then you'll also get experience.
Yeah.
Like, experience will not pay my bills. And
that's
people
true.
Don't realize
yeah.
that.
Mm.
I mean, and especially when it's you who has hired me to do a job for you.
Yeah.
I have exceeded what you even expected me to do.
Yeah.
I have delivered what I said I would do.
Yeah.
And now you want to pay me in experience. I mean, it's just, anyways,
yeah.
my point was,
mm-hmm.
if we want to help each other, help the creatives, help the photographers, we have to pay the full price and take it seriously and respect them and their career.
Yeah.
And that's just something I had to say. But you had asked me,
about like maybe if you don't have like supportive parents,
right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
If you don't
okay,
have people
so
support
I think
you around
what
you.
I would say,
mm-hmm.
I think parents, the problem that parents have most of the time,
mm-hmm.
is that they will tend to think at first that you don't want to do anything seriously.
Okay.
That you masomo imekukalia, so you're
yeah.
opting out and
yeah.
trying to pick something that's, you know, a bit simpler to do.
Yeah.
You know, because already there's that mentality we've been talking about,
mm-hmm.
that, you know, you can just pick a camera and you'll take a photo, anyone can do it.
Yeah.
It's not as serious,
mm-hmm.
and you can, you know, you can decide when you want to stop or,
yeah.
you know, start, you can
yeah.
pick it up, you can drop it.
Yeah.
So seriousness is what they tend to see first. And sometimes it's really not that you're unserious, it's that you actually have a passion for this thing. If it's photography, if it's
mm-hmm.
music, if
mm-hmm.
it's painting, if
mm-hmm.
it's singing, if it's, you know, making beats, if you want
yeah.
to be a DJ, whatever it is, I think the best thing for you to do is give them understanding,
uh-huh.
in the sense that sometimes they're not even aware what it is you want to do. They just, you know, they haven't really put much thought into it.
Mm-hmm.
Just think, you're serious, wewe unatafuta kitu ya kimchezo mchezo.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're not even, hata si kwa ubaya, they're not refusing or because wako na ubaya. It's just that they don't understand
yeah.
what it is you want to venture into.
Yeah.
And because it's not the common white collar jobs that they're used to hearing about, it's
mm-hmm.
like it's a foreign concept to them. They're unaware of what it is that you know you want to venture into. So I think the best thing you can do is, you know, have a sit down.
Mm-hmm.
And tell them, yo, this is what I, you know, I've decided to do.
Yeah.
This is my career path, and I have a fire for this. This is what I want to do. You know,
yeah.
it's my passion.
Yeah.
And you know, when people can see the passion in you, you don't even have to say too much. They
mm-hmm.
can see it in you. Then they will want to listen. They'll be like, okay, I can see there's something here. Let me listen. I see what you have to say.
Yeah.
And you come well organized with your points, well endowed with a lot of, you know, information about what it is you want to venture into.
Yeah.
So that there's no point where they're asking you, oh, how will this bring money for you?
Mm.
And you're like, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you sit them down, yeah, you make them understand, this is my career path, photography,
mm-hmm.
it
mm-hmm.
entails this, especially mine, I want to do portraiture,
yeah.
Where I go out, and you just explain it to them, you know, you give them that knowledge, that
yeah,
understanding
so
that they
so that they even know that you're sure of what you're talking about.
Exactly, because I know me, I'm speaking from experience,
yeah.
because my dad always wants you to come with your points well put together.
Yeah,
you're ready to explain your any question that he springs up on you.
Yeah.
You can, you know, tell
yeah.
yourself and say, no, sir,
mm.
wait,
mm.
Apple, I can answer you.
Yeah.
See, so I think that's mainly what you can do, and also show them physically with, you know, with actions, you know, actions
yeah.
speak louder than words.
Yes.
That you have the passion.
Yeah,
because
them,
whether
like
you,
that,
they're
yeah.
telling you no, or whether
mm-hmm.
you don't have this, you don't have that,
yeah.
you're still pushing and, you know, doing what you have to do with what you have.
Yeah.
You're making do with what you have.
Yeah.
And that's, I think that's more important. You know, parents, they sometimes wanna kaka mauko na ubaya, but they want the best for us.
Yeah, so they care. That's why they are concerned.
Them. Yeah.
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 All right. That's beautiful. I love the part where you say show them, because that's very important. Yeah,
yes,
you have to show them that you just don't just, you know, just stay there and expect that they'll understand. Good point. Anyway,
that's true. Yeah.
Yeah. So from your works, you know, because I've been stalking your IG lately, it's quite clear that you really invest in quality. And I wanted to ask previously, like, you know, how much do you invest like in equipment? But then you mentioned something about dealing with what you have.
Yes.
Yeah. Tell me a bit about your creative process. Like, you know, from the time you conceptualize your idea to, you know, the behind the scenes thing is. Tell me about that, because what you produce is amazing. So tell me about the process.
Why, thank you.
Yeah.
But I think it's so funny because I always used to see like such great photos on the internet.
Yeah.
And then when you really, you know, go behind and see, hey, how do they do this? You know, how do they make it happen?
Yeah.
Sometimes it's literally the most minute things, like it's small things they've used to put together and come up with something so great. Mm. And to be honest, that's, I can say that for myself.
All right.
You know, especially during this, during this time when we are stuck in the house.
Yeah. Because, you know, you are limited, so you have to think outside the box.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. So you're limited in, number one, resources. Mm-hmm. Number two, models or subjects. Number three, you know, areas where you can actually shoot. Like, But this is really a trial and testing time where you have to, you know, now that make do with what you have really comes to play.
Yeah.
So, I think, I guess briefly, I'll just tell you how it goes for me.
Mm-hmm.
I think at first, I think most of the time it's, I, kwani hamna maji kwa hii channel, maji ya wageni.
I was about to like ask, hey, umekunywa maji? Because on my side, mimi niko na maji.
Anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
Most of the time, if I'm shooting for myself, if it's just me who has decided, oh, I want to shoot something.
Yeah.
I normally have. I'm sure you know the app Pinterest.
Yes, I know. Pinterest. Yeah.
Yes. I have plenty of boards there and pictures where I save and I pin them and I try them out.
Yeah.
So that's where I mainly sometimes my inspiration comes from there.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'll see something. And I'll be like, you know what? This is a great concept.
Yeah.
I'll make it work. You know, I'll have to come up with this one time. You know.
Yeah.
And so, actually, just to bring in a point, my mom always tells me, she's always like, why would you download photos from the internet, from Pinterest, to use as your wallpapers, as your things for putting, you know, two quotes over there, when you can make your
actually,
own.
Actually, oh, you know? Wow, all right.
Yeah, exactly. And she pushes me to do. She's like, if you can make bracelets, why are you going to buy bracelets? If you can make this, why are you doing? If you can make your hair, why are you going to the salon? You know.
Yeah.
So she really pushes me to not to copy or to take someone else's work, but to get inspiration from it and create my own thing from it. Yeah. So So back to my process, I'll just go on Pinterest, check for some things, and I'll be like, yo, this is a fire concept, and I have to try and make this out. So I'll sit down with my book. Majority of the times, I have to have my notebook. I really have to write everything because I easily forget small details.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a key tip, by the way. If you're a photographer, anyone out there, you have something that you're trying to work on, write everything down. So I'll write my concept there. If I have maybe like a two or three other things I'm thinking of in line with that same concept, I also write them down.
Uh-huh.
Then I'll rule out one that is really standing out to me,
uh-huh.
and I'll be like, you know, this is the one I want to do.
Yeah.
Then I'll continue writing. I'll go down there. I'll write maybe the props that I'll need.
Mm.
Props are just the things that you'll need to use if it's a cup, if it's some water, if it's a clock, if it's, you know, So yeah, I write down my props. I write down the time of day that I want to shoot, because every time of the day has different light. So yeah, early in the morning you have some soft light, and in the evening soft light that's, you know, a bit dark still. Yeah. In the afternoon you have harsh light that casts shadows.
Yeah.
So you have to know what time it is you want to shoot. So yeah, so I write the time that I want to shoot. I write the model that I want to use.
Yeah.
I write maybe the outfit that I want them to be in.
Yeah.
If there's makeup I'm going to use, I write what makeup I'm going to use. If it's something I need to buy, if it's fruits, if it's veggies, I write there, I'll need 5 bananas, I'll need this, I'll need
that.
Literally write everything. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I think for me, what really helps me to come up with, you know, something that's good quality.
Yeah.
Is that prior planning, that having an idea and knowing exactly what it is, how I want to execute it.
Mm-hmm.
Really, that's the key thing that, you know, helps with, you know, my outcome.
Yeah.
So once I write down everything, I make sure if there's someone maybe in my family that I want to use as my model.
Yeah.
I'll make sure to ask them early enough. You know, it's not
impromptu.
Unam springia up, hey, silo want to shoot. You know, yeah. you have to tell them earlier. You're on Tuesday.
Yeah.
I'm shooting. If you're free, can you please, you know, come and I'll use you. Blah blah blah. Yeah. So that they are aware and they have knowledge that, oh, okay, I'm gonna be shooting. Yeah. They can start to relax. They can start to, you know,
mentally
know if they
just
want
prepare.
To, you know, maybe. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
If they want to do something to themselves before they shoot. Mm. So it's so that you don't inconvenience people and you let others know, yo, I'm about to shoot, so that nothing is coming in the way of my creative process of, you know, the day that I'm shooting, especially no one is, you know, telling me, oh, no, I wanted to send you to the shop and I wanted to shoot at the time. If they are aware prior to, you know, the day and the time, they can give you that space. And that really helps to come out with something that's, you know, to bring out something that's, you know, of quality and something that can speak to other people. So it's just about prior planning, knowledge of what it is you want to use, what concept it is you're trying to bring out. And then the day of the shooting, I just shoot. It makes it so much easier.
Yeah, because you have all this prior planning. I love that you invest in planning. I didn't know that it took that much, you know, intention.
Yeah,
that's beautiful. Now I even get to where now this the concept of storytelling comes in. Because I'm guessing, you know, as you look at the number of bananas, you need a banana for a reason. I mean, that's wow. Okay. Interesting. So obviously, you mentioned something a bit about COVID-19, which was my next question. So obviously, there's everything that's happening. Right. Photographers are limited, right?
Right.
So, you know, from you're a photographer, you're doing amazing work right now. What would your advice be to someone else who's a photographer trying to, or just even a creative randomly, just a creative who's trying to maybe still venture or pursue their path and still remain productive, maybe even make some extra change from it? What would your advice be to them?
Right. I think for me, if I can speak for myself, what has really been a big motivating factor for me to continue being creative and pick myself up and shoot and all that is the fact that I have these two friends, two friends and I, we started doing weekly challenges just about April, once the pandemic became real for us in Kenya. In April we started this weekly challenge for shooting. So we have, every person gives a theme every week. There's three of us. And then on the last week, we all come up with a theme for ourselves and shoot creatively, you know, whatever you choose to shoot.
All right.
So let's say if the theme is fear, we all shoot something in relation to fear. Then we now come and post the work, and then we, you know, we go through it and see, and, you know, discuss it and see how everyone depicted fear in their own special way.
Yeah.
So it's so fun to, you know, shoot something and in your head you're like, oh, I wonder what the rest of them are shooting.
Yeah,
I wonder
how
it's gonna look.
Yeah.
It's really something. It just gets my juices running. Like, I get so excited to see how different people can come up with different concepts to depict the same thing.
The same thing.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So I think that has really, really helped me. So if you're in the creative field and you have friends who are, you know, in the same field as you, or yeah. they're also creatives,
yeah.
you can come together, you know, form a group, do something together. You know, there's unity in numbers, and yeah. there's strength in numbers.
Yeah.
So if you're feeling a bit down and you need someone to pick you up, something to make you, you know, feel a bit more charged up,
mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, get friends to help you with that. Come together and say, oh, okay, per month we're going to be doing this, or yeah. per week, or per, you know, 2 weeks, fortnightly, mm-hmm. we're going to be doing a challenge where we post, or a challenge where we, I don't know, discuss a new topic or something, yeah. you know. So when you work together with other people, it kind of helps you feel, okay, I'm not alone in this.
Yeah.
We're actually all in this together, and we're, you know, you're drawing strength from each other. And I feel like if I didn't have my two friends and this whole challenge, yeah. I don't know if I would be shooting that keenly for myself.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could have done it. So I would say for myself, that has really, really helped me.
Uh-huh.
And another tip is that if you have family that has always supported you in, you know, what you do as a creative, even mm-hmm. if they've not supported you,
yeah.
you just let them know, you okay, so during this time, nasikia sina psych, mm-hmm. I don't feel like shooting,
yeah.
I want to continue, but I don't have that, you know, that psych.
Yeah.
And, you know, if people want the best for you, they will pick you up. They'll help you when you're down. They'll be like, yo, okay, maybe you can do this. How yeah. about you try this? How about you try shooting with your phone, Kidogo?
Yeah.
Then before you pick up the camera. How about you shoot me? Try shoot me. Try, you know,
yeah.
Give me instructions. Maybe
yeah.
we can come up with something good. Mm-hmm. So I think if you have a strong also support system
yeah.
around you, like your family, even your friends,
mm-hmm.
I think that can also be a helpful thing. And I think lastly, I would say, if you have like photographers or people you look up to,
yeah.
Even on the internet,
mm-hmm.
you can really now dig into their works and see, where did they start? You know, how did they come up?
Yeah.
When they're feeling down, how do they pick themselves up? What mm-hmm. is their motivation?
Yeah.
And stuff like that. And you might even find you have so much in common with those people you look up to. Maybe you even, you know, have this, you know, the same type of family. Maybe
yeah.
you have the same type of, you know, camera or something mm-hmm. that is actually going to make you feel higher. If this person can do it, I can also do it.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
And I love the part where you said getting your family in on board. It's like
right.
it's like having an accountability partner.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's, yeah.
And having exactly. even like the friends who you work together. I was reading a book by Napoleon Hill, and he was talking mm-hmm. about having a mastermind.
Mm-hmm.
So like that's your mastermind.
Mm-hmm.
Like people you come up with ideas together. Like mm-hmm. your brain vibrates
right.
on another
right.
level when you're working like that. And that's beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. So, you know, this something that I've never told people, a lot of people. I once did like a mm-hmm. like a workshop on photography, you know, and it was by Canon, I remember. And I actually got a certificate for it.
Right.
For, personally, I didn't, even after that, I didn't like mm-hmm. follow through that path, or, you know, like go
right.
into it and everything. And so, you know, it
right.
kept me thinking. Like, I've had people say, for example, like music, kama ukuzaliwa na sauti, hauwezi imba. Hata kama uende kwa lessons ngapi, nini, nini. So,
mm-hmm.
in your opinion, as someone who's very enthused in photography, is it the same case?
Right.
Like, for you to be a good photographer, does it mean that you have to be born with it? Or, you know, what's your opinion
mm-hmm.
on that? Yeah.
If I'm to be very honest,
uh-huh.
I think photography, and not even just photography, the arts in general,
yeah.
I think are largely inborn. I don't
okay.
know. Not uh-huh. fully, but I think largely they're inborn.
Mm-hmm.
But for photography, I think it's both a skill and a talent.
Yeah.
Where a skill is more something that you've acquired through like learning, through practice.
Yeah.
And talent, on the other hand, is something that you are naturally gifted with an ability to do something.
Yeah.
So I think I don't know. I think some people are born with a natural eye for you know, for light, for
yeah.
composition. Like you just look somewhere
uh-huh.
and be like, eh, you know, that would be like let me not toot my horn,
yeah.
but I'm just saying personally,
yeah.
if I'm walking in town, even if it's, you know, even if I'm in a hurry,
mm-hmm.
sometimes I'm just unable to pass that building without taking a photo. And I'm like, I know this is a risk. I'm like,
yeah.
God, please take care of my phone.
Yeah.
Watch out when you pick a building picture, because I can't miss this, you know?
Yeah.
And I end up coming up with, you know, something great or something that people actually think is so nice. And they're like, oh, where did you take this? Which building is this? You know, how are you able to do that?
Yeah.
And I think some people are naturally just born with a with an eye for composition or for the way light hits something or for you're able to just see other things that people can't see. And my, it's true because my mom always tells me, how come when I take a photo, it doesn't look like the way
like yours,
you know, when you and your sister take the photos?
Yeah.
It doesn't look the same. Mine doesn't look as creative. It doesn't look as nice. I can't edit it the same way.
Mm.
So I not that I'm bragging or anything, but I'm just saying I think some people are born with you know, like a creative eye, kind of. And in that sense, it's more of inborn.
Yeah.
But you know, some people have developed skills and, you know, you're able to take a camera and, you know, put it properly and use the props and the lights and what. But it has to work hand in hand with the, like, that creativity that is born. Yeah, basically you're born with. So I don't think you can just have skill alone because, you can even go to school and study, kabisa, but if you're not born with a creative eye, with just that ka extra thing, like a tinge of something that other people don't have,
it won't.
I think this, they have to work together. Artistic talent and the technical skill, they have to work hand in hand. So I think even in line with singing, the way you were saying, no matter how you go to school and learn what, you still have to be able to
have,
in a way, I think it's more of inborn, but they work together, skill and talent. Because even if you have talent but hauna skill, you can't really execute what it is you want to do. So I think they work hand in hand.
That's true. That's interesting. And I think I agree with you. Kwanza hiyo part ya ku photograph buildings. I've seen your stories and they are, you know, sometimes I'm blown, but because I'm like, yo, this is whoa, anyway, Janice,
thank you.
Obviously we can talk about a lot you know, about this topic, but kuna vile time I allow, so we are just gonna pull over and just, I don't know, pull up, it's pull up, I think it's pull up or just end it, let me just say end it. But before we go, before we end or before we call it a day, I always have a section that I didn't tell you about. It's called the quick five. Right, so this section, you answer it with a sentence or a word, one word answer.
Oh my goodness, I suck at one word. I like talking so much.
That's so easy, trust me, you might get it. Anyway, so number one, as a photographer, who or what organization would you want to work with, given an opportunity now?
Given an opportunity now. Canon.
Canon, amazing. All right. Number two. What are you grateful for despite everything that's going on, you know, COVID-19 and all that?
Definitely life and a shelter over my head.
All right. Good. That's a beautiful answer. Number three. What's the one thing that you have been doing to just, or finding yourself doing to keep yourself happy? It might be intentional or unintentional. Like, what's that one thing that you think you've been doing to just keep yourself happy and positive?
I think listening to music is definitely
right. Okay. Number four, you're doing great. Okay. What do you miss most, BC, before Corona?
I think I'm the knowledge that I can stand up and leave and go somewhere.
Freedom was deaf. Number five, and the last one, what's the best advice you've ever received?
The best advice I've ever received is always be on your knees.
Always
pray.
Always be on your knees. Wow. Okay.
Yes.
That's beautiful. All right. So yeah, that's the quick five. But again, before you go, there's another segment that I just added, which I think will be interesting. I just want to see how this will go. But this is the first testing we are doing, and hopefully it's just a segment to just know you better. Right. So this one, it's called it's called the big blank. So I'll say a sentence and then you fill in the dash. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So they're like just four. Easy. Apart from photography, I am also passionate about dash.
Art, drawing.
All right. Number two, my guilty pleasure is dash.
Oh my god. What do I like? Oh my god. Fried chicken.
Fried chicken. I had a feeling it was food. Anyway, number three. My favorite memory from high school is dash.
Finishing, lol.
Finishing. All right. And the last one. Dash is my favorite movie of all time.
Wow. Just before I answer this, there's so many times I've thought to myself, if someone asks me what my favorite movie is, I don't know what I would say. Because I have so many.
Yeah.
But I think if I'm to say, my favorite movie would be an old movie called White Christmas.
White Christmas. I'll check on that. White Christmas. Oh, yes. Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's it.
Wow, cool.
Yeah.
That's
so
great.
Yes, I'm so happy that you came through. Definitely lots of insights that I have learned. I thought that this would be like a photography lecture, but I love how there is so much life skills, if I may, like for you to even read about people you admire, for you to get inspiration from. It's so almost intimate, which I like. So definitely thank you for coming through and sharing your insights.
Thank you for having me. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and
it's
so
a great opportunity.
Yes, yes. And so if you are listening, do make sure that you take that screenshot, tag me at Kevin's Pod, like you always do on your stories, and tag Janice as well. Janice, where can they find you?
Okay, so they can find me on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
My handle is at Vivre Libre.
Mm-hmm.
Vivre. It's VIVRE, two underscores, LIBRE. And that in Spanish means live free.
Live free.
Just an inspiration to live the way, you know, you and take the path that you want to take.
Yeah.
So that's my handle on Instagram.
Yes.
And I'm not private, so you just follow or drop a like or a comment or something.
Yes.
Feel free to even hit me up in my DMs and, you know, ask any questions you may have.
Amazing, amazing. Thank you so much, Janice. I'm so happy that we got to do this. Atakama kulikuwa na ma technical errors, but it's how it is. We have to still move on regardless.
Kabisa.
Right? And so thank you for listening. Thank you for staying put till the end. If you think this was informative, amazing, do share it with a friend who might need to hear it, and always encourage people who are trying to create something of themselves. And check out Janice. And remember, be safe, be cool, and just keep it here, Kevin Paul. All right, bye.